Attorney General John Ashcroft assured Congress today that the United States is winning the war on terrorism. He also revealed the arrest in January of an imam from Yemen who's accused of funneling millions of dollars to al-Qaeda. Ashcroft appeared along with FBI Director Robert Mueller and Homeland Security Secretary Tom Ridge before the Senate Judiciary Committee. As NPR's David Wellner reports, today's hearing was marked by sharp criticism of all three officials.
Attorney General Ashcroft told the Senate panel that thanks to what he called a new standard of cooperation between the traditionally competitive CIA and FBI, the U.S. is winning the war on terrorism. He cited as a prime example of this the detention in Pakistan last weekend of a suspected top al-Qaeda operative, although he did not say what role, if any, the FBI played in it.
The capture of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed by Pakistani authorities in coordination with the CIA is a severe blow to al-Qaeda that could destabilize their terrorist network worldwide. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, the brain, is the al-Qaeda mastermind of the September 11th attacks and Osama bin Laden's senior terrorist attack planner.
Ashcroft said the Justice Department's overriding priority now is the prevention of future terrorism, and he characterized Sheikh Mohammed's capture as, quote, first and foremost an intelligence opportunity, one that he said the CIA and FBI are moving rapidly to exploit. With television cameras trained on him in a room full of reporters, Ashcroft chose the hearing to announce arrests last January 10th of a Yemeni cleric, Muhammad Ali Hassan al-Moyad, and an assistant who were detained in a sting operation at a hotel in Frankfurt, Germany.
They are charged with conspiring to provide material support to al-Qaeda and Hamas terrorists through Moyad's worldwide fundraising operation. As the complaint alleges, the FBI undercover operation developed information that al-Moyad personally handed Osama bin Laden $20 million from his terrorist fundraising network.
But court documents unsealed today in the U.S. District Court of Eastern New York also indicate that no audio recordings were made of the accused cleric's alleged bragging about ties to al-Qaeda. Republican Senator Saxby Chambliss of Georgia, a member of the Senate Intelligence Committee, called the arrests pretty important. But the top Democrat on the Judiciary Committee, Patrick Leahy of Vermont, had another subject to discuss. He pointed to a secret 86-page Justice Department document leaked last month to the press entitled the Domestic Security Enhancement Act of 2003, which Leahy called a sequel to the USA Patriot Act. Leahy complained that just 5 days before it was leaked, one of his staffers was told by the Justice Department that no such bill was in the works.
Somebody lied to a member of my staff. Not you, Mr. Attorney General, I want to hasten to add, but somebody who reports directly to you lied to her.
Ashcroft said what was leaked was simply what he called items under consideration.
I want to assure you that there has been no bill decided on, no proposal decided on. I am keenly aware that the administration cannot pass legislation. Only members of the Congress can pass legislation.
FBI Director Mueller, for his part, was chided by Republican senators for not doing enough to protect whistleblowers. And Homeland Security Secretary Ridge, responding to several Democrats' contention that first responders are underfunded, defended the $3.5 billion Congress allotted for those first responders.
Well, that did not meet the hopes and aspirations of a lot of people. It still is a substantial investment in first responder capacity. Our job will be to get those dollars out the door as quickly as possible.
Ridge said that money should start flowing by the end of this week. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.